Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of Rivian Tracker Hangouts. I'm your host, Jose Castillo. Today, we are sitting down with Chad Moran, who is the founder and creator of Rivian Roamer. If you've never heard of Rivian Roamer, it is a fantastic website tool that he's created, that Chad's created, that allows you to kind of search for any inventory Rivian vehicle that's currently available. We'll let Chad talk a little bit more about that and what inspired him to create that. Plus, he's continuing to expand on his Rivian Roamer, creating a full-on dashboard that gives you information on your vehicle, which is super cool, and I'll show you how that looks like. Plus, Chad's gone ahead and also created an awesome tool that pulls in Rivian's charging scores to be able to take a look and kind of consolidate what charging network scores look like across the board from A to F. So, join me as we talk with Chad all about Rivian Roamer, what got him into Rivian, and so much more on episode 3 of Rivian Tracker Hangouts. Chad, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Good, Chad. Thanks so much for joining me tonight.
Yeah, it's fun.
Awesome. Well, Chad, you've created an awesome tool for people called Rivian Roamer. But before we get too far into talking about that, because there's a lot to talk about that, I want to kind of know your story. How did you get into Rivian? What inspired you not only to own one vehicle, but two now? You own two Rivians. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Maybe a third in the future. Who knows? So I really am curious. Yeah, how did we get here? How did Chad get into Rivian and you know, acquire his first vehicle and get to where you are today?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I think like a lot of people that have ended up in the EV space, like I was a car person, right? I was a car guy. And got into EVs in 2017, owned Teslas exclusively since then. And at the fact, right before I got my first Rivian, which was an R1S, a quad large R1S, I had a Model Y, which I loved. Road tripped all over the US in that thing, 70,000 miles in 3 years, you name it, like national parks, everything. I loved that car. I was in love with the Rivian brand. Like, I love their adventurous spirit and their kind of ethos and their mission and everything like that. But at the time when they first came out, they only had the truck. And I was like, I'm not really a truck person. I don't really want a truck. I appreciate that they exist, but just not my thing. And the R1S came out and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, now that I could see. I really liked my car payment. It was quite low with my Model Y. So like, it wasn't really looking for a bigger car payment. But like once a week, I would open the Rivian website and just sit there and like scroll through it. You know, people are like doom scrolling. I'm Rivian scrolling. And I'm just like looking at their products every day. And one day I was going to get coffee with my girlfriend and she looks over and she's like, just do it already. And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, just do it. Stop, shut up, do it. So as we're walking to coffee, I was like, all right, boom, place my order. And this was back when they still had the shop that you had to get invited to. So this was December 2023. And I thought it was going to be 6 months. And then I got invited to the shop. And then my config showed up. And then it was there 4 weeks later.
That is awesome. And so really your girlfriend was the one who really pushed you towards getting this. And any regrets?
Yeah. No, not at all. You know, at first it was an adjustment based on size. Like I don't think it, like the Rivian is like big by any means. In fact, I believe it's classified as a midsize. But going from the Model Y, which I would argue is just a big car, to the Rivian was kind of daunting at first. Like pulling into parking garages, I was always like, I don't know about this. Is it going to fit? Now it's not a big deal. But it's just a better fit for us. Like, we do a lot of traveling and road trips and in-car camping. In fact, in the year that I've owned my R1S, we've spent 23 days sleeping in the R1S
now. Wow.
Yeah, and it's just like, you can go anywhere, right? And not have to worry about sleeping arrangements, which is great. And you have the heater and everything, mm-hmm. You know, all the creature comforts you would want. And it's bigger, so we can fit a full, I think it's a full long, I forget what it is, but it's a pretty big mattress in the back, very comfortably. I'm 6'2", not as tall as you, but still very almost comfortable in the almost in the back of the R1S, which is great. So yeah, I mean, I'm glad she pushed me over the edge to move to the R1S.
That's really cool. Yeah, you and I have very similar stories in that I also came from owning a Model Y, although I went the route of the truck. So we're kind of like Rivian brothers, but you went with the SUV, I went with the truck. And mainly for two reasons was that one, I've owned trucks before, right? Before the Model Y, I had a trucks and all that. So
did you had a Colorado, truck, right?
Yeah, I had a Chevy Colorado. I actually had two Chevy Colorados, and I had a GMC Sierra. So it was a full-size truck, right? Mm-hmm. And unnecessary. Didn't need it, right? Like a lot of probably Americans, we don't really need the truck. But the R1T is just such a different beast. And so seeing it and all that, I knew it was the right decision. And I didn't need a 7-seater SUV, right? It was just it's me and my wife, and I didn't need it. I don't go camping like you do, which if I did that, I totally would go that route because it's just more comfortable. So I could see, though, in a scenario where for you it's better and if you don't need the truck. But of course, that changed because now you own a truck. You own an R1T as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
We'll talk a little bit about Rivian Rimmer in a bit here, but it, you know, afforded me the ability to get a second Rivian. And after I had some issues, which I was very open about, like I feel like we all want Rivian to improve. And if you can go back and search in my history around service, in fact, I talked to you a lot about this as the issue was happening with my R1S. Yeah. They gave me an R1T loaner. And I was like, oh, interesting. And I drove it and I was like, wait. I like this a lot. The driving dynamics are better. Like I feel like they designed the R1 for the R1T and then realized there was demand for an SUV. Obviously it's the best selling vehicle class in the US, right? And so they were like, well, it only makes sense to then build an SUV, which is now the majority of their sales. So but I don't think they started from the SUV and worked backwards. And you could tell, like, the R1T just felt like the vehicle that they built for. And driving it home around the windy roads and everything, and the audio sounded better. And I was like, okay, I kind of want the R1T now. And so, you know, I was lucky enough to be able to pull the trigger on a second Rivian. And so I did. I got the, similar to you, actually right after you, I believe. You and Dom, me, all got trucks within a short time frame, one another. Yep. Trimax. And absolutely love it.
Yep. And that's really interesting that you say, you know, you think the truck came before the SUV. Personally, I'm about to have a hot take here. I think the R1T looks so much better in the back, especially when you're viewing it from the rear, than the R1S. It just dimensionally makes more sense, in my opinion.
No, I 100% agree. It's got like this sport truck vibe to it. Like it, I didn't realize how short the bed was until I ordered it. And I went to actually use it like as a truck with the bed. And I was like, it's not very big. Like I could actually fit more in the R1S, but you're right. Like from the rear three quarters, I'm actually not a huge fan of the way the R1S looks. Like it's not bad. And it's got a really good stance on the road. Like it's got like really wide stance, it's strong stance, but the like top of it is a little awkward looking, and I'm not a huge fan of that silver strip that comes along the side and down the back. Kind of makes it a little dated. Yeah. Now with the dark out package, it looks a little better, but honestly, just not my favorite design choice. But yeah, I think the R1T just is a phenomenal looking vehicle.
Yeah, I concur. I concur so much that I've owned two. So that's awesome. Okay, so you were able to get yourself an R1T, thanks to a little pet project that you kind of worked on. And let's talk about Rivian Rimmer. So you've been working on this for a while now. You and I talk practically daily. Let's be real. You and I are friends. Let's make it clear. Like we are friends outside of just, well, fine. We are acquaintances.
I'm kidding.
and you know, so we often talk, you and I work together on a lot of things and it's fun, but tell me, what, number one, inspired you to want to launch something like Rivian Rimmer and really what your goal was for? Because it's clearly become such an integral part for a lot of people to purchase Rivian vehicles and be able to search inventory that Rivian internally will never admit this, but they use this tool too sometimes. And you don't have to admit it if you don't want to, but that's the reality, right? I get people all the time telling me internally from Rivian, they're like, yeah, our internal tools are not that great. We use Rivian Rimmer, right? So tell me, let's talk about that. Why Rivian Rimmer?
So I registered the domain shortly after I got my Rivian. So I'm a software engineer by day. But I work in big tech. And as many people know in big tech, like your work isn't the most interesting, but software engineering is my hobby. Like I just love software engineering. I will take my work laptop when I'm done, close it for the day, and then open my personal laptop and go work on something on the side. So like I do lots of hacking on side projects, but I've never had a project that I put in the public space. Imposter syndrome and everything. I never felt like anything I could build would be good enough. So I had this fear of putting something out there, like people wouldn't enjoy it. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna combine my hobbies. Like I was really into Rivian, really into software. What could I do with it? And in fact, inventory wasn't the primary function originally. It actually was the charging site discovery. And that was just because I was reverse engineering it. So reverse engineering is the process of, hacking something. So kind of figuring something out without having access to the code. And I was going through Riven's APIs and trying to figure out how things worked at the app and looking at the traffic and reverse engineering their APIs. And I was like, what can I do with this? The first thing I saw was the charging site. So I was like, oh, it'd be kind of cool if I could see it in a better UX because Rivian had just launched the reliability score, which you had mentioned, which I think is a phenomenal tool even for non-Rivian owners, right? Being able to see that
100%.
this site charges at this rate and it's this reliable. And I think Tesla and Rivian clearly have the best reliability charging network out there. Like, you'll show up and it'll work, right? And it's fantastic. But not everyone has access to those networks. And they're both making progress there. But I wanted to make this information discoverable to people who are using Electrify America or EVgo, because a lot of those stations aren't as reliable. So I built the charging site thing. And I was like, okay, I added this. What else can I add? And I was like, oh, inventory. I'll add that for fun. And I did it one night, and I think I sent it to like you and a few others. And I was like, hey, here's inventory. And then I think one of you asked to share it. I woke up the next day, and there were links to it everywhere. And I was like, whoa, wait, people actually want this? Like, I had no idea. And it kind of was a springboard from there that wasn't even a feature I had planned to build.
Yeah, that's insanely cool. And for those who are watching the video stream, I just pulled up here. This is kind of what started all, right? The charging networks. This is a newer iteration of what this looks like. I mean, even when we first jumped on this call and I pulled this up, I was like, whoa, this looks different. But yeah, I remember it being a simple, chart, not even a chart, right? It was
It
like
was a
some text
table.
on a
It was
page.
like an
Yeah.
Excel spreadsheet.
Right. And here that you've worked your way up to creating, honestly, truly, like as a web developer and all that, I can say like this is one of the most gorgeous websites that exists out there. In terms of presenting data and information out to
Credit
you.
where
So
credit
that's
is
really
due,
cool.
Marky Sharkey has done a lot of work for me in helping and assisting with the design. I as you said, the early iterations were not pretty, and
Yeah.
I don't know how to make things look pretty, and Mark really helped me out, so I want to give a shout out to Mark.
Yes. Mark, who he is one of the Discord, or not Discord, well, Discord, yeah, he runs the Rivian Discord. He also runs co-runs the Rivian subreddit. So if you've used the Rivian Discord or visited r/Rivian, Mark is one of the moderators on there, and he's a good friend of ours and a good guy, and he has many opinions on design. So he's helped you bring your site into to make a joke above the
Maturity.
fold. Maturity.
Yeah, a little inside joke there.
Yes, so that's awesome. So yeah, you had this network reliability report, and then you launched the inventory, and really, let's talk about the purpose of this, right? Because let's talk about the elephant in the room, and that is that Rivian.com, they have their R1 shop, but truth be told, I mean, number one, so from the moment you launched Rivian Roamer to where we are today, obviously the R1 shop has also matured and gotten slightly better in here and there, but it still lacks a lot of function that is necessary, such as being able to find a vehicle anywhere in the country, right? Like finding your spec. And maybe as an owner or a potential owner, I'm really interested in a specific trim configuration. I'm even willing to travel wherever it's at, right? And get it. And Rivian doesn't really have a way to do that. Now, yes, you could probably talk to someone in the Rivian sales team. Great team, by the way. They do an amazing job. Shout out to all the sales folks at Rivian who are always helping. But you could probably talk to one of them, and they can maybe using their internal tools try to help you find something. But as we know, and like firsthand, they've told us like their tools are not the best. So using all that, it's like, this already that you've created here is like, hey, here is a giant book, right? Let's just put it in the term, a book with pictures and and everything that you want. And it's like, okay, by the way, I want this specific type of vehicle. And I have to give you credit because you're filtering. I really, really, that's where it comes down to it, is the filtering, mm-hmm. right? You can filter this to like anything you want. Like you can filter down to like what specific wheel you want, what feature. Oh, you know, I want the specific tonneau cover, or I want the utility panel, whatever it may be. And it will look nationwide for that vehicle. Not only new, but you also, when Rivian launched their pre-owned store, you incorporated that. So now you can look at pre-owned vehicles, or as you call them, pre-roamed vehicles.
Pre-roamed. And I have to give credit to Jeff. If you've seen the Watch is a Key app, it was his idea. he's my marketing person behind the curtains. He's done some of this inadvertently for me. But yeah, that was his fun wordplay there, pre-roamed vehicles. But yeah, I mean, you said it well. Like, I think that the Rivian shop is still, I think, quite functional. And they've built, and I actually in coordination with them. So I've worked with Rivian now, and they've reached out to me, and we've had meetings back and forth to help make the shop a little better. But I think they serve different needs, because exactly what you said, Jose, like you can filter down to very specific things, right? I think Rivian, if you're looking at it from retail terms, Rivian is for your treasure hunter. It is someone who stumbles upon the company, right? It is your Costco shopper. You know, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but Costco mm-hmm. doesn't do a great job of labeling aisles because they want people to go down the aisles. They want people to browse, right? Like they want you to treasure hunt because a lot of products aren't there when you go back the next time. So it's about this discovery, this aha moment of retail. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the Rivian R1 shop is for. It is for someone who goes, what's this new electric vehicle I haven't heard of, right? There's a lot more education. There's a lot more. Let's guide you through this. It's like having a little bit of a personal shopper. Another term used in the retail space is a spearfisher. And those experiences are like when you go to the grocery store, you know exactly what you want. You want to get in and out. At least mm-hmm. I do. I hate browsing yep. in the grocery store. I just want to get in, out, and get home. And I think that's what I'm trying to go after with Rivian Roamer, is there are people that have a very specific configuration in mind and they want it as soon as possible. And I want to give them the tools to do that. So I basically took the equivalent of an Excel spreadsheet, added some nice looking UI on top of it and some sorting and filtering a little bit easier, and then, you know, gave that to people. And I just think they serve different needs. Like, I don't think I'll ever get to the point where I'm serving the needs of a treasure hunter. And I don't think Rivian will ever get to the needs where they're serving a spear fisher, right? I think they're mm-hmm. unique tools, unique experiences for unique shoppers.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself. And I mean, when the people that I think are using Rivian Roamer are the people who, like you said, they've heard the brand, they know what the brand is. Now they just want to find the exact vehicle that they want. And yeah. And maybe, like you said, Rivian.com isn't the best way. And I think it's fair to say that you've learned from what Rivian has done, and Rivian has learned from what you're doing, right?
Yep, absolutely. We've talked and we've given features back and forth. In fact, now one thing they offer is, you had mentioned the ability to fly, you need to go pick up a vehicle.
Yep.
Rivian was surprised. My very first meeting with them, they were like, wait, people want to do that? And I was like, I think the majority of Rivian Roamer users actually are doing that. And they were like, it blew their mind. And they're like, and then they drive them home. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, whoa. So they were kind of surprised. And now they do have the ability, they have a transfer fee. And so they will actually move vehicle for you. Whereas before they didn't do that. And that was in coordination between them and I. And then some of the things I've added, like incentives and other things, were feedback from them that I've incorporated in Rivian Roamer. So it's been a helpful relationship for both.
Yeah. And so let's talk, you know, you talk about adding incentives and all that. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, transparency and all that, because I think that's important. And that is, before we kind of talk about that, I want to talk about a new feature that you launched kind of more recently, which is called the dashboard. Great at doing these segue, you guys, as you can see. let's talk a little bit about the dashboard feature before we talk about transparency, because I think it's going to lead into this. But if you're watching the stream there, I want to show you. This is the Rivian Roamer dashboard. And pretty much what I'm going to explain it a little bit and then we can get into detail, but pretty much you have consolidated all of the nerdy Rivian data that I like, that I want to see as a super user, right? Let's call that, because not everybody's going to be into this, right? Most people are like, what's my charge? How many miles can I go? The end.
Yeah.
But I want to see the details, right? I want to see how many charging sessions I've done. What's my fast speed, you know, charging? What's my battery, you know, capacity at, you know, all that stuff. And so what you've done here is you've taken that, right? You've taken a bunch of the different fields per take, you know, available data that Rivian kind of has out there, whether it's in their app or their UI, and taken it and created your own personal dashboard here, where you've made a very nice, again, pretty design to be able to see all of the nerdy information. You want to know what date your vehicle was built? You're going to be able to see it here, right?
Yeah.
You know, you want to see your VIN. Obviously, that's in there. You want to see how many miles. You want to see the current power state. Is your vehicle sleeping? Is it awake? Is it charging? More importantly, you're starting to add these things that, like, kind of vehicle health notifications. How's your 12-volt battery dying, right? Or dying. How's your 12-volt battery health doing? It's dying. How's your 12-volt battery doing, right? Is it normal? Is it at the verge of needing to be repaired, right? Like, something like that. These are all the things you're doing. And this is really cool. And you've taken it a step further with that and even started doing, like, active notifications to be alerted when software is available for your Rivian, right? So, like, this is kind of exciting because, like, now when my vehicle is ready to get an update, you know, Rivian app doesn't do a very good job of telling you the progress before installation. So, like, the download, right? When does your update get downloaded? When is your vehicle pinged to start downloading? What's the process of downloading? All that, right? That doesn't matter. The Rivian app is like, hey, the update's available. And for the average user, that's enough, right? That's probably good. But you and I are nerds. And if you're listening to this, you're probably a nerd as well in the most positive way when I say that, and you want more data. I want to know when did my vehicle get pinged for update, and I want to know what's the progress of it. And I want to worry, is it taking too long to download? Is my Wi-Fi, is it not connected to my Wi-Fi? Is it connected? All these things. So tell me a little bit about this dashboard feature. I know I've talked a little bit about it, but, like, tell me what really inspired you to make this, because I know that I bugged you for something like this for a while, and I really wanted this because I've used some other tools, and but I wasn't always happy with those tools, and you kind of have been working on this for a while here. So give me some, talk to me about this, because this is yet another part of Rivian Roamer here that has really kind of been awesome and taken very well in the community.
Yeah. I think you had just said it, like, the nerds want to see this data. Like, if you're noticing a theme here with the inventory, with the charging site, with this dashboard, my goal is to just get information in the hands of owners or soon to be owners, right? And the way I see Rivian Roamer, and now looking at its product roadmap, I'm thinking about kind of the journey, adventure, if you will, from finding your Rivian vehicle to then enjoying it through using Rivian Roamer and, you know, with some future features we can talk about coming up, you know, getting to experience it even better, right? And so I see this as a journey from someone finding their vehicle to owning it and so on. And I'm trying to add features to make it's like a companion to your vehicle ownership. So with the dashboard, there's a lot of very useful tools out there. There are other sites, and they also have to serve different needs. And I know a lot of people like yourself and myself both use Home Assistant, right? But for your average person who sits, I would say your power user, who sits somewhere between a software developer and your average person, setting up Home Assistant can be daunting. It, if you're not careful, can even be insecure, because now, you know, you're potentially giving your information out there. And so it's risky. So what I wanted to do is I saw that, and I'm like, well, people want this. Let me make the process a little easier for them. So all they have to do is come in and, you know, type in their Rivian credentials, which we'll talk about in a second. And then I can now give them that information to where they don't have to deal with it, right? And I'm sure with your Home Assistant setup, you've also run into issues where it goes down or you have to update it or something like that.
All
and this
the time.
Is just maintenance free. Yeah. And so this removes that barrier of entry. So I think this is like a step up. So it's like your power users who don't want to go through the trouble of maintaining something. And you know, one of the things I get a lot of questions about, and I talk to you about this and everyone, I cannot emphasize this enough. I build this the way I would want it used or built.
Yeah.
And so I built with privacy and security in mind. That is the number one thing. And it is one of the reasons why some of the features have just been a little slower. Because I talk about wanting to make them private and secure. I'm not going to rush a feature just for the sake of having it out there. That's how security issues happen. And, you know, I've talked with you, Jose, where you had a little bit of an oopsie and, you know, unlinked your vehicle account. And I was like, that data's gone. Right. Because like, I don't have access to it. It's not my data. That's the way I see it. It's your data. And so there really is no way for me to go peering into it. And you've asked me to help you diagnose things. And sometimes I just can't because I set it up in such a way that I can't, so that if I can't, then someone else can't. And so I always put privacy and security up front with this.
Yeah. No. And I mean, I know I appreciate that. And I know many others appreciate that. And I think that's important to talk about, because the second that, you know, you register on your website and you make an account, you know, you're like, hey, please provide your Rivian credentials. And it's like, red flag. What do you mean I have to provide my Rivian credentials? What are you going to do with that? Right. And, you know, it's funny because I think that if it was a lot of other sites, maybe you wouldn't be so like skeptical. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's a different level of, you know, everybody has a different level of how they see security. Right. And like, I see it a little bit more because I work in the industry, right? Just like you, you know, our privacy is important for us and all that. And so like, we value that, and I'm not just going to throw my credentials out to anybody I see, but there might be people out there who really don't care, and that's okay. And, but there might be people out there who do care a lot, and they're like, red flag, you know, it's secure. Yeah. I don't care. I don't want it. And that's completely fine. But I think that as long as you can be transparent and honest about what you stand for and what you're doing, that is key. And yes, to what you said earlier, I went and once upon a time, when I got my new truck, I unlinked my account and everything was wiped, and I reconnected it and I went, Chad, help. I wiped everything. And you said, tough cookie, can't do much. That's it. It's gone. Like, I don't have that data. That data is not stored. Yeah. So it's gone. And I was like, well, that sucks, but also yay. Like, you did it right. Right. You did what you said you were doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important. And I appreciate, you know, I'm with a lot of your support, by the way, have over now 1,000 vehicles tracked on Rivian Roamer, which blows my mind. I remember when I launched this, we were talking 50, 100, and now we're over 1,000 and, you know, I think 1,100 actually. And I'm very thankful for all the people that do trust me, because I could see how going to something new and giving someone that trust is a big step. And I appreciate everyone that does that. Now, I think with time, as the brand becomes more established and people see that I'm trustworthy, I think that'll grow. And I don't blame anyone for not, right? It's new. And I get it. Like, if you think about investments in someone's life, your house is your biggest investment. What's your next one? It's your car. And with that comes privacy. It has cameras. It has your location. There's a lot you potentially give up. And so I completely empathize and understand why someone wouldn't want to, and I don't blame them. But for the people that want to and do trust me, know that I take it very seriously. And your data is your data. You can delete and unlink your account. Logs, everything included, gone. I don't have access to any of it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. And I mean, and this is why I wanted to get you on here, because, you know, obviously you're my friend, but I also wanted to talk about this tool. And I think that, you know, hopefully there'll be people who listen to this who may have been, you know, a little skeptical about it. And they're like, now, like, yeah, I'm familiar with the name, but like, I didn't want to trust, you know, and I understand that, but I do feel that, number one, adding a vehicle and be able to expand your fleet, right, on Rivian Roamer, is only going to provide more accuracy, like towards software updates and seeing where people are and like gathering kind of a little bit of like understanding how Rivian does some things that maybe we wouldn't otherwise know. And and I think that's just cool, right? And gauge like, oh, did a software update roll out pause, right? Suddenly no one's getting anymore, or did they roll back or whatever, right? Maybe. And you know, that's really neat. And to add to that, you know, you and I have been working on some stuff, and I want to get to plug my site for a second here, because why wouldn't I, but we have this software tracker here that you helped You helped create this widget that we were able to kind of add here. And right now it's very simple, but we are planning to do so much more with this. And I want to add even more Rivian Roamer integration between our both, because I think you and I, you know, we're good partners when it comes to this. And yeah. I want to help you and you want to help me. And I think that's a good relationship and a good partnership. But this is great because you're here and you can click on, you know, whatever version of software might be. It brings you to, again, this really pretty, really nice, simple, clean design page that kind of just gives you a breakdown of how software deployment is going, what's actively being rolled out. You can actually see here what vehicles have recently gotten it. And again, to talk about privacy, because I want to mention it, you know, you see here recent updates, Gen 2 R1S, right? Like, you don't know whose Gen 2 R1S that was. You just know it's an R1S. It was Gen 2. It had Connect Plus, and it was 7 minutes ago, but it's all encrypted data, right?
Yep. Yeah. And like I said, this isn't just about getting information in the hands of people. I feel like we can all make better decisions with everything, buying, purchases, your vehicle, everything, if you just have more information available to you. And that's the goal, is to get this information in the hands of users. And there are so many features I want to add. There's so many things. Like, we've covered the four major features of Rivian Roamer, and actually May will be a year that it's been out, right? Relatively, I'd say, low list of features, but one of the things I have on Rivian Roamer is what I call a compass. And that goes over how I approach building Rivian Roamer. My philosophy behind it. One of it is sustainable feature growth. And so I call out in here that it's important that for me to be able to do all this properly, I have to do it in a way that's sustainable. Every line of code I write is a liability, whether it's security, maintenance, it's the way I see it. And so I want to be very meticulous about building features to make sure that they are reliable. It's, you know, knock on wood, hasn't gone down since I think July of last year. It is private, it is secure, and for the most part, you know, bug free. And I want to keep it that way. I would rather it stay in that realm and continue to be that way and be reliable, because once you lose someone's trust, it's really hard to get it back than to just build a bunch of features. And so, I would rather build features that people trust and are sustainable than to just go out crazy and build all these features and, you know, have them be buggy and, oh, this works and this is confusing. And so, I built the compass to help people understand like my way of thinking. And I know it kind of looks like some like HR handbook stuff, but legitimately I review that myself like monthly. I'm like, let me make sure I'm doing this. And I post all the time about everything I'm building and try and, you know, build it in the public per se. So.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Is there anything, that you're working on that you want to hint or tease?
So you actually showed it off a second ago. So the charging session stuff. So one thing I want to call out, right now there are no third-party trackers, there are no ads on Rivian Roamer. A lot of people I think are skeptical because it's free, which is funny. So go to your dashboard actually. So I think some people are skeptical. Go into your details. So yeah, charging sessions. So this isn't up to date. This is, I have a group called Insiders. Jose is a part of it. But you get a little sneak peek here into some things that are coming. So you'll be able to see your charging sessions. And this is just one of the many features I'm currently in active development. But again, in sustainability and making sure it's what I feel is up to my standards, I beta test this with a small group and gather feedback. We have a channel we all talk in and people tell me when stuff is broken and I update it. But this is one of the cool features. So you can see all your charging sessions. Drive sessions are also going to be available, things like that. But talking back to like third-party trackers and ads, I think people are a little skeptical because it's free. One thing I want to talk about, and I want to be transparent, I want to find a way to do this. I just don't have a ton of time. The cost of running Rivian Roamer actually is not very high. It's measured on the order of like $100 a month. So for me, I get one referral that covers the cost of Rivian Roamer per month, right? And so that's fine. I don't need anything from people. Now, some of the charging session, drive session, more advanced historical data features that will likely come with a paid tier. Just because at some point when I'm doing 1,000 vehicles with historical data, now we're talking thousands of data or thousands of dollars per month that I'm outlaying, and I'm not willing to pay that out of pocket.
No, it just shouldn't. So, you shouldn't.
Yeah. But I do like, I think the current stats, like that dashboard you showed, like I will make sure that there is still, I've said this before, I want to deliver maximum customer value for free. That's sustainable for me. And then I will have features beyond that that are paid and I think are a fair price. I'm not going to price gouge or anything like that. But yeah, so charging sessions are coming up. Driving sessions, some more software stuff I think is really exciting. Doing heuristics on software rollouts, getting an idea. You mentioned proactive notifications. One thing I was working on right before we hopped on this call was sending notifications when like your wiper fluid's low and when your 12 volt needs service, right? Like, hey, maybe you should get this looked at. What else did I just launch? Oh, the birthday notification. This is a little bit of a surprise if you haven't seen it yet, but I do post about it and I know some people have got it. On your vehicle's birthday, you'll get a nice little email and it has some fun stats about, you know, places you've gone, how many miles you've driven and things like that. And so I try to introduce some delight to this and surprise people. So there's more coming that I haven't even talked to Jose about that'll surprise people. That's kind of fun. But it's kind of interesting to put information in the hands of people because I feel like they appreciate that even if they're not a power user. In fact, Rivian just launched the wheel swap feature in 0.06, right?
Yep.
And now I know one thing a lot of people, you do this, Jose, track your mileage per tire, right? Well, now, because I know what tire configuration you have while you're driving, it would be cool to automatically categorize your driving sessions with the tire you have.
100%.
And so now you can see efficiencies. And there's opportunities here that once there's enough people, because I want to wait until I have a bigger fleet before I start making more of the data public, because I obviously aggregate is more anonymous and with people's permission. I'm not going to share anyone's data that hasn't been shared without saying, hey, I'm going to do this or give them the chance to opt out. Yeah. Right? But think about being able to say, well, I know people are driving on this tire and I have aggregate data to say it's this efficient. So I could automatically have a tire dashboard of like wheel combos that's most efficient based on temperature and all this. So I think just having this data available to people would be really cool. So like, this is just my mind going now. Like, I think my product backlog for adding features to Rivian Roamer is now over 400 deep. I probably add 5 a day. And at this point, the only limit is just my time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Chad, you have a real job, right?
Mm-hmm. I do. And trust me, I've taken vacation days. I haven't told many people about this. I take vacation days just to work on Rivian Roamer. That's how much I love it. But I do have a real job.
I love it. I love to hear that. That's the passion that drives the Rivian community to be unique and different and fun. And and I love it. Well, Chad, I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about before we kind of close it off here?
Yeah, I have one big feature that I haven't even talked to you about yet. And this will be the first time I think I've talked to it about with anyone. So
breaking news.
So if you think about road trips today, in a gas or I'd say ICE car, your goal is to get from A to B as fast as possible. And this is the big bragging point, right? Like, oh, I can drive for 8 hours straight. I can't. I need to go to the bathroom. But
same.
I think, right. So I think with like EVs, I don't even call them long, but we'll say moderate charging stops, 30 minutes, gives you an opportunity to walk away from your vehicle and explore a little bit. Sometimes they're in very fun areas, like anyone who's been to the Twin Falls Supercharger in Idaho. It has this awesome bridge with the Snake River in the background. Like, it looks like a postcard. That's one cool. of the best charging stops in the world. And there are all these like serendipitous things that I think you stumble upon because you have to stop more often, right? And I think there's this change happening in how we experience road trips. And I want to help support that. So if I think about a road trip in an EV now, I am not trying to get from A to B just as quickly as possible all the time. Sometimes, yes. But now, if it's a vacation or something, no. Maybe I want to meander. I want to adventure. I might pick a charging stop in a national park versus just going down a straight highway, right? So one thing I'm building right now is the Roamer Adventure Builder. So you will be able to say, I'm trying to go from point A to point B. And if I do that in Rivian's navigation, it will build you the fastest, most efficient route possible. But I think there's a way we could enhance and enrich that experience and say, well, okay, you have a couple options. So let's build your road trip, right? And so it'll give you a couple options. So you could stop at this charger, which is the fastest. You could stop at this one that has a scenic outlook, or you could stop at this one that has the best food. And so you choose one. And then now you pick your next stop and you pick your next stop and you pick your next stop. So now you've built this road trip with charging intrinsically built into your plan. So you don't even have to think about it. And with the way Rivian's APIs are set up, once you've built in a Rivian Roamer, you can say send a vehicle and it will send the entire plan to your vehicle and be ready and there for you to experience.
That is awesome. Wow. Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, even like tools like a Better Route Planner, which is a fantastic tool for tracking all that. Like you have your options are fastest, right? Or yep. or most efficient, right?
So I think it's fewest stops or fastest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like you really, again, still don't like, and if you want to do what you're talking about, you got to have to kind of do it manually, right? You have to figure it out yourself. You got to do your research. You got to like plop it in and then and sometimes fight with the Rivian navigation, because like, you're not going to get there. And it's like, no, I can't stop thinking. I won't. Yep. But this is really cool. Wow. That is awesome. I look forward to checking that out. I know many, I mean, later this year, my wife and I are planning a road trip from Florida to Colorado to go check it out. And I think that would be really cool because I think it's more fun. The journey is more fun sometimes than the destination. I'm not saying right. Colorado isn't amazing and fun. It is, but why not also have the journey be fun as well? And I think that could be super awesome. And yeah, sometimes it would be really cool to be able to pick a off the beaten path charger, right? That may be, you know, or somewhere that has a really good coffee shop because I want coffee.
Right. And I think we can use enriched data by having people report that. And now with the reliability scores, like there's so much information available to us. Like we're in a world of infinite information. And now it's just about harnessing it in such a way that we can make our experiences better by having the data help us rather than the other way around. And right. sometimes those choices of a good coffee shop aren't even off the beaten path. It's just you didn't know, right?
Right.
And trying to do all that planning manually. You have spreadsheets, like how many tabs do you have open? It's like that meme from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with the newspapers
yes.
up. Like trying to plan a road trip can be very cumbersome. And
right.
I think we can do better. And I think that this just get me there as quickly as possible is naive. And I think there's a better way to experience things. And hopefully I can help with that a little bit. And maybe this will be backfed up into Rivian and other EV platforms, because I would love to see a way that we can get more people out there adventuring and enjoying the road trip, not just sitting on the highway for 8 hours.
I love it. That is super awesome. Chad, I look forward to checking that out. And playing around with it, because that looks like a lot of fun. Before we drop you off here, I want to make sure that everybody can follow Rivian Roamer. So if you are using X, formerly Twitter, you can follow Rivian Roamer on there. And Chad, you're always constantly posting fun updates and stuff on just all the good fun happenings and, you know, installing cubbies in your Gen 2 R1 and fun memes. You're also over on the Blue Sky. If you are not a fan of X or Twitter, Blue Sky is on there, and you're also posting on there and all that. And you might be on Threads too. I don't know, but
I am. I'm not as active. I find the user experience a little confusing. So maybe I'm having a boomer moment with Threads, but I do find it a little confusing. I try to engage. If people post or reply, I 100% will go say something, but I'm not as active about proactively doing things on there. Blue Sky and X is primarily where I'm active. Yeah.
Yeah. You and I are the same in that. I concur with that. Well, Chad, thank you so much for joining. I'll make sure to drop all these links and Rivian Roamer link in the description so folks can check it out, because there's a lot of fun stuff there. And make sure you follow Chad over on Rivian Roamer on social media so you can get the latest and fun stuff that he's working on. Chad, thanks so much for joining me tonight. Have a wonderful evening, all right?
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is fun.
Thanks. Hey, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Rivian Tracker Hangouts with Chad, who runs Rivian Roamer. If you like this video, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube, where you can watch more of these fun videos, as well as software update videos, reviews, and so much more. And we are now on podcasts, so you can join and follow along in the fun in audio format on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. So don't forget to check us out there and in your favorite podcast app as well. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode of Rivian Tracker Hangouts, and I'll see you in the next one. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.